Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Brandt Alia. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim French. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hannon. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jim Hannon. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar strikes out. French drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alomar out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Epstein moves to second. One out. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats French for the out. Epstein moves to third. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to second. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis throws the ball into Alomar, who tags Unser, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McMullen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0 for 1 in the game. Alia hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Epstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. French moves to second. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Hannon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hannon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Bradford reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Unser moves to second. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0 for 2 in the game. Alia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Unser scores. There goes Howard trying to get to third. Berry throws the ball into Ward, who tags Howard for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. French hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon is 0-for-2 in the game. Hannon bunts towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. Brinkman moves to second. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Unser who is chasing the ball. McCraw reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMullen is hit by the pitch. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McMullen moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McMullen moves to third. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Epstein hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing right field. Walt Williams pinch hits for Ken Berry. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Joe Horland. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hannon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing right field. Buddy Bradford now playing center field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. French hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon is 0-for-2 in the game. Hannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Holman now playing first base. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hannon covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.